The U.S. Secretary of Defense says Washington has no plans to scale back its military presence in the Persian Gulf region, despite a diplomatic opening with Iran. Now, Chuck Hagel made the comments at a U.S. base in Bahrain. The Pentagon chief is visiting several Arab states in the region. The tour is part of an effort by the White House to soothe the perceived concerns of U.S. allies over the deal reached between Iran and the P5 plus one on November 24th. The United States has an active presence in the region, from Oman and the UAE to Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, and Kuwait. Also from the Executive Intelligence Review, we have Bill Jones, who is going to talk to us from Washington. Well, Bill Jones, in terms of the U.S. And his Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, visiting Bahrain, and any questions on whether the U.S. is going to pull back its forces, I guess that would just be out of the question, given the fact that the U.S. has sold so much military equipment and the billions of dollars to the countries of the Persian Gulf. But is this a possibility that perhaps in the future the U.S. would do something to that effect, given the fact that both the U.S. and Iran have had this rapprochement between amongst themselves?
Well, anything is possible, depending on how things go on the diplomatic track. The U.S. Hagel has two goals, I think, in the Middle East with these the statements. One is, of course, to assure our so-called allies, including Saudi Arabia, who have accepted the fact of the steps forward in U.S.-Iran relations, but are not terribly happy about it, and are doing other things probably to try to undermine it. So he wants to send a signal to them to assure them that the United States is not going away, and also perhaps also to prevent them from taking any unilateral measures that they would take in terms of their buildup or even military action if they felt the United States was on its way out. Secondly, however, it also wants to send a message to Iran that the initial phases of the negotiations are moving forward, but it has not reached a point where the United States feels that a much smaller force than what is available at this point would be needed, and therefore they would be able to draw back on that. That might come, but that's not, we're not there yet.
And I made a reference there, Bill Jones, to the high figures of the sales that U.S. Actually has sold to some of these countries in the Persian Gulf. Is that a way for U.S. To therefore make itself known that it is indeed pulling out of the region based on the pivot that they announced last year to stock up these countries with military equipment, as if Iran would have been a threat at that point in time, given, of course, the recent development that it's not going that way?
Well, that certainly is an indication, is one of the aspects of the arms sales. They could very well be creating something of a Frankenstein monster, since they don't really control entirely the policies of these nations, and they may do something with the help of the United States arms that the United States would not be in favor of. But it has been the policy of the U.S., and perhaps there's more emphasis on this at this point because of the restrictions on U.S. military spending that they feel that the allies, the so-called allies in the region, would therefore be geared up somewhat if the United States found a necessity of gearing down in its own military spending. But it could be also a something they will regret going forward, as we don't have agreements in terms of our policy with regard to the Syrian rebels and things like that, and these arms could be used against U.S., explicit U.S. interests as well.
Thank you very much for that. Bill Jones, Executive Intelligence Review there from Washington.